187. O thou who art firm in the covenant, thy letter was received. Thou hast expressed satisfaction with the convention, that this gathering hath been the means of the elevation of the cause of God and the demonstration of the power of his word. The greatness of the cause will clear away these differences and may be compared to health in the body of man, which when established cureth all disease and weakness. Our hope is that no trace of opposition may remain. But some of the friends in America are restless in their fresh ambitions, and strive and seek under the ground and in the air to discover anything that breedeth dissension. Praised be to God, all such doors are closed in the cause of Baha'u'llah, for a special authoritative centre hath been appointed, a centre that solveth all difficulties and wardeth off all differences. The Universal House of Justice likewise wardeth off all differences, and whatever it prescribeth must be accepted, and he who transgresseth is rejected. But this Universal House of Justice, which is the legislature, hath not yet been instituted. Thus it is seen that no means for dissension hath been left, but carnal desires are the cause of difference, as it is the case with the violators. These do not doubt the validity of the covenant, but selfish motives have dragged them to this condition. It is not that they do not know what they do. They are perfectly aware, and still they exhibit opposition. In short, the ocean of the covenant is tumultuous and wide. It casteth ashore the foam of violation, and thus rest ye assured. Be engaged in the furtherance of the Mashruq al-Askar and prepare the means for the diffusion of the divine fragrances. Be not engaged in anything but this, for otherwise thou shalt dissipate thine attention and the work will not advance.